From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time for the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he, the host of the Stephen Roy. That is my name. Who's the host of the Stephen Roy? Well, Stephen Roy, yeah. It is August 7th, the year of our Lord, 2025. And we're going to go ahead and do the Rumble first. Got a lot to talk about today. Amazingly, more people than ever have watched the Rumble. Hundreds! I never thought I'd say that, right? Over 100. That's great. I always knew there was. I don't know if I can trust Rumble's counter, since hundreds click on it from my ex at Stephen Roy Radio. All right, let's go ahead and turn the computer down. And we'll do the Rumble. So I take the headphones off, and you won't hear me as well during the Rumble, because I'm turning this way. Get myself situated in the chair before pressing record, so I don't look like a doofus. Welcome to the Rumble for August 7th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your host, Stephen Roy. I realize the audio is so much better on my new iPad, I don't have to yell. You don't have to yell, David. I know, I'll try not to. My voice is loud. When I was a kid in school, I can't tell you how many times, thousands of times I wrote, I will not speak in class. I will not talk in class. Right? And then I thought I was so clever, I would just draw a line down the page. And then go I down the page, right? To try to save some time. And that was my penance for talking in class, especially in my fifth grade Longley Way Elementary School, Dr. Howlett's class. Boy, he was an A. I'll tell you what, not nice. It was him, was he sixth grade? I think he was. He was sixth grade, Mr. Howlett. The choice was Howlett or Cowan. And my mom actually made a request to Principal Brown, I think his name was, to not have Mrs. Cowan, because she was even worse. And then word got back to Mrs. Cowan that she made that request, so I was thrown out of choir. Oh, dang it. No choir for me. I never liked it. I had a good voice before my voice changed, before my voice deepened. Yeah, I had a good voice. My voice is best in the morning. Right now, it's actually slightly hoarse because we are in the afternoon. What is the time right now? It's 1:35. I did my yard work, packed for an excursion. And anyway, it's awesome to be with you here, if I can talk. And it's awesome that you watched the Rumble the last 2 weeks when I've had more views than ever. Thank you so much. Do appreciate it. Today I want to talk about, what is Sidney Sweeney's crime? What crime has Sidney Sweeney committed? Let me tell you what her crime is. She's white and she's beautiful. So if you're white and pretty, that's somehow bad in our society today. What are we living in the Matrix? Is this like a reverse parallel dimension? That's just stupid. The only people that really resent that Sidney Sweeney is pretty and white are those that are butt-ass ugly. That is the truth. I posted a meme this morning of a morbidly obese black woman. I mean, hey, I'm overweight. I need to lose weight, right? But I'm not morbidly obese. Okay, maybe I'm obese. Okay, I'm stocky. Don't you love the words for fat? I'm stocky. I'm husky. I like Romanesque. I'm Romanesque. No, this lady is fat. Her ass is as wide as my entire studio. As wide as my entire studio. And God bless her. I'm not judging her. I'm not judging your bleach blonde hair, Mrs. African-American. I'm not judging you. But you're standing next to a Sydney Sweeney poster flipping her off, right? It's like reading between the lines, you know, flipping her off. Why? Why would you do that? So let's talk a little bit about the history of what some people find attractive. Now, where did the word Romanesque come from? Did you know in the Roman times, curvy was seen as beautiful, right? Skinny, emaciated is not attractive to me. You have to be like a size zero to be a model. No, thank you. You have no boobies, no butt. I don't want to see you. And I've dated skinny women. And how can I say this without being like, you're David. You're what is it? You're sexist, right? Okay, I'm sexist. I'm a misogynist. That's the word I was looking for. Okay? I like women that are curvy. I do, okay? When they say more cushion for the leaven, they're right. They're right, because I've been with skinny women and I don't like the leaven, right? Especially in the hind end area. You got to have a little bubble for the T-bin. I know that's too much information. God, I hope D doesn't listen to this. Hey, I'm a big guy, okay? I played defensive tackle in high school. I played nose guard in college because I'm not super tall. I'm 6 feet tall. Okay, let's get technical. I'm 5'11 and 3/4. Might as well say 6 feet with any shoe, even a flip-flop. And I'm 200. Last week I was 288 pounds. I think I probably lost a little weight this week. That was 4 pounds less than the week before. I bet you now I'm 285. Okay, I'm big enough to play line. If I was like, you know, 40 years younger, I would have 3 more years of college eligibility. But now I don't have the endurance that I did back then. Oh, I'm stronger than when I was 18 playing college football, but I don't have the endurance that I did then. I could play forever in a day. I told this one dude from the, I assume he's from the UK. He said a bunch of stuff. Now, I know yank is a term. Okay, that doesn't bother me, but he said other stupid stuff. And I said, hey, I'm not a little guy, okay? I'm a massive man, and I could probably hold up an entire scrum. Okay, now, what attracts women to men and men to women? Now, I would be willing to bet you the majority of women would rather have a big, strong man like me than some skinny little soy boy that is afraid of his own shadow. As a woman, would you not rather have a man that can defend you, right? If some muzzy tries to grope on you and you're my woman, I would beat his ass. Okay, that's what's going to happen. Okay, and I'm not a violent person. I couldn't tell you the last time I got in a fight. I know what happened when I did. I broke my hand. Right? I broke this bone right here. It's called a boxer fracture. And then I went on a Caribbean cruise 2 weeks later with a cast from right here above from my knuckles to my elbow on a Caribbean cruise. Then I swam in a saltwater pool one day with my cast on. That was stupid. Smelled really good for days after that. Yeah. So I spent a lot of time in the hot tub, you know. Sitting in the hot tub with my arm hanging out. Anyway, that sucked. That was the sucky part of the cruise. So D and I went on another on a Western, and that was like in the 90s. So D and I, like right before my daughter's birth, so it had to be like 92 probably, since she was born in January 93. So when D and I went on our honeymoon in 2023, we went on a Western Caribbean cruise. And it was awesome because I got to go in the ocean. I got to go in the water. Got to swim in the pool every day. And we had a great time. Had a great time. Not going on a cruise this year. Went on a cruise last year to Alaska. That was my 5th cruise to Alaska. Anyway, I'm digressing. So, on vacation, if there's a pretty woman in a bikini or a curvy woman in a one piece, okay, if you have too many curves, maybe not the bikini, okay? You know, you're not going to see me in my Borat bathing suit this summer. You're not going to see Teban in a thong, okay? I have some class. Now, Dee thinks I'm just like the most attractive thing she's ever seen. I don't know what's wrong with her, but apparently I do it for her. I don't understand why. And I think she's absolutely beautiful. I do. She's a beautiful woman, without a doubt. So what else attracts men to women, okay? Let's be honest. Money. If I was a bazillionaire, wouldn't I be more attractive than some poor guy who's a bum that doesn't even work? Yes, I would be more attractive. Don't lie and say that you wouldn't be more attracted to a man with money. Now, money doesn't mean anything to me. Money buys security. And I even said that online before Dee and I met. We met online. I even said that if you want a sugar daddy, well, then I'm not interested, because I've been in relationships where I made significantly more, and I am not going to be your sugar daddy. I'm just not going to, it's not going to happen. Okay? It's not. So that was one of the reasons that Dee was attracted to me. Now, I am also a Christian. I showed you my tattoo that I got. I got this July 2nd, right? And then I got this one here. See if you can see it. This is a cross. It's upside down now. And 224 means today, tomorrow, forever. Now, I am a Christian. I'm not ashamed of being a Christian. I spent most of my life denying my faith, okay? Turning my back to Jesus Christ. I'm not going to do that again. Never again. So I am not going to force my religion on you. You hardly ever hear me talk about it on the show, but that is the truth. I'm a Christian. And what does it say on my X at Stephen Roy Radio? It says imperfect Christian, because I'm not perfect. I am a sinner, and I should never judge anybody, because let he who is without sin cast the first stone. So, what else attracts a man to women? Oh, younger women would want hair. Yes, some women are into bald men. I kid you not, it's true. Some women prefer bald men. They like that. Hey, who's to judge? I don't like skinny women, okay? I just don't. I don't like morbidly obese women either. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I'm fixing my hearing aid. It's not coming out of my ear. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I don't find it attractive, okay? Some do. Some men are really into that. Really into that. Okay? So, in let's say Neanderthal times, in primitive man, what attracted a woman to a man, right? How about well endowed? Right? If you have wide hips, you can birth children better. If you're well endowed, you can provide milk to the children. That's what mammary glands are. Do you know that we're the only animal on the planet that actually drinks milk from another animal? Yeah, we're the only animal on the planet. Now, I like milk. I'm not going to stop drinking milk. I'm just not. Okay, I drink low fat. When Dee and I were on the carnivore diet, now the carnivore diet did transform my body. I felt better physically on the carnivore diet, but I didn't lose any weight because it's a high fat diet. Well, it's also high cholesterol, which is one reason why we had to cut back on that and start eating a more balanced diet. But on the carnivore diet, you will have higher cholesterol, but you'll also have higher iron. The best source of iron is meat. So in Neanderthal times, in primitive man times, the man would just take the woman, right? I don't think there was a courtship ritual. They might win a woman in battle, or just get you when you're at the river washing clothes. I don't know. I don't know what primitive man did, but it certainly wasn't like a courtship ritual of today. Certainly wasn't. So, that I'm just talking about some of the things that may attract a man to a woman. Sydney Sweeney is a beautiful woman, right? Young, but beautiful. She's not too skinny. Not too skinny, in my opinion. She has beautiful curves. Okay? Why would you not want a beautiful woman on your ad? Why? Would you want Victoria's Secret started using obese women on their ads? Did it do anything for their sales? No, it killed their sales. Killed it. Target advertised for bathing suits for trans testicles with a pouch. People didn't want to see pouch bathing suits on ads, okay? Now, there are, disclaimer, just like I like curvy women, disclaimer, there are beautiful transsexual women, without a doubt. And what transsexual women do I find attractive? They're passable. They look like women, okay? If you think you're attractive because you have a beard and a hairy chest and you wear a dress, some might find that attractive, but it's not Steven. I can tell you that right now. If you look like a dude in a dress, you are not attractive to me. Okay? I'm not attracted, but I find attractive transsexual women that are passable. Okay? That is the term, passable. Believe me, I know a lot more than you think. But I don't think the government should pay for your HRT or SRS. Okay? It's not the government's job to pay for your HRT or your SRS. Just like if I decided that I might, like, there's no, doesn't matter how much weight I lose, I'm not going to lose this belly. I'm going to have to get liposuction. Should the government have to pay for that to make myself feel better? Well, wait a minute. I feel my gender is the opposite. Okay, I was born a man. I feel my gender is a woman. Therefore, the government should pay for that. No. No, they should not. That is an elective surgery. I don't have a choice. I'm a man and a woman. I'm a woman in a man's body. I don't have a choice. I need the transsexual surgery. Okay, get a job. The government's not paying for it. No. Just like the government's not going to pay for you to sit on your ass and do nothing when you can work. All right? I've been to Walmart after the first of the month. I've seen cart after cart after cart full of absolute crap. That's not food. That's crap. That's crap. Remember when I told you I saw the African-American couple with a basket full of meat and they put like $1,000 of meat up on the belt? And I said to my ex-wife, man, they must be rich because I can't afford that much meat. And she said, no, they're on welfare. Okay, if they're legitimately disabled and they're on welfare, buy meat, buy eggs, buy cheese, buy milk, okay? Buy water, okay? Buy bread. I don't have a problem with any of those things. But you don't need to buy sugary drinks and Coke and cookies, right? And brownies. No. Sugary cereals. You don't need any of that crap. It's not good for your children. That's why you're obese. That's why you're on the rolly at the Wally and your belly is hanging on the base of the rolly. That belly, that fupa is hanging on the base because you eat too much, okay? As I've told Dee, there is no mystery to losing weight. You have to eat less and you have to exercise more. So I don't feel sorry for you if you weigh 500 pounds and you can't get off the couch, okay? Remember Richard Simmons when he said you gotta move, you gotta get up and move? Yeah. What was her name? Susan Powder? I don't remember her name. She was like this woman that did motivational speeches, and she said you have to eat and you have to move. And that's true. To lose weight, you have to eat. If you starve yourself, your body will consume your muscle before it consumes the fat. Yeah. Oh, you're a real nutrition guru, aren't you, David? No, I'm not. So why do leftist idiots get so upset over white people in ads? Well, they demanded for the last several years no white people in ads. Every time you see a white man in an ad, he's an idiot, right? I told you about this new War of the Worlds 2025, and there was like one white dude in the main characters, and he was a goofball. Then there was two white dudes. One was like in charge of the FBI or something like that, some acronym deal, and the other guy was the Secretary of Defense. both old white guys, right? Both old white guys don't want anything in the establishment to change, right? Well, the one white dude in charge of the FBI, NSA, whatever he was, and, you know, I'm not going to give away the plot, but he ends up being a bad guy. So my point is, every ad you see, it doesn't matter if the man is white or black or Hispanic, they make him sound like he's some kind of idiot, right? And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of it. Nobody wants to see that crap. You know, look at Wiggy Howie. Howard Stern, I call him Wiggy Howie. His contract was just not renewed with Sirius, right? His show sucks. Now, I haven't listened to him since he left terrestrial radio. My ex-girlfriend was an avid Howard Stern fan. She paid for Sirius when he went to satellite radio. She said it was not good. Oh, yeah, you can cuss and everything because you're not using the public airwaves. But she says once he left his wife and started dating this model, the show was like totally vanilla, okay? I used to listen to Howard Stern. I can remember back in the 90s, even the early 2000s, if I had to work an all-nighter, I would listen to the local radio station that played it in the LA metropolitan area, because I worked in Glendora. That's where my main head end was. And if I had to work an all-nighter, I listened to him, and I was listening to the live broadcast from the East Coast. Now, where I lived on the left coast, the show was re-aired later in the morning. So even though they had a dump button and they would dump stuff that you're not supposed to say on the air, the live show was still more active than it was during the day. There was stuff you heard that was probably edited out during the day. So Howard Stern's show sucks. He's no longer on Sirius Radio. Now it's Sirius XM because they merged. So, you know, you'd be surprised to know that when I first started broadcasting, I was on public access television. And I used to actually record shows on tapes. I had two shows on tapes. The one show was syndicated, I guess you could say, all over the country because I mailed tapes all over the country. Then I was on satellite radio before the little dish. Before satellite radio like Sirius or XM, I was on the Wookiee Satellite Radio Network, which was only available on the big dish. And people did listen, but typically hobbyists. And then I was also on Radio Free Dish Nuts, where I still am today. Thank you to Pat and all the Dish Nuts for broadcasting the show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. And thanks to everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. I'm talking into the microphone. So what else did I want to talk about today? Gerrymandering. I know I digress a lot, but Sydney Sweeney has committed no crime. Okay? She's a beautiful woman. It's a great ad. It's really put American Eagle on the map. And you're going to see copycats, right? And leftists will still scream and moan and because they're miserable. Most of them have contracted the terminal wasting disease of TDS. I was trying to say it with a straight face. If you go back to one of my older shows, I will talk at length about the infection of TDS and how to avoid contracting TDS. I even had a great idea. I'm going to have to look at. There's a license plate simulator so I can post this. How about this for an idea for a Texas license plate? Personalized, of course. TDS Doc. That's trademarked. If you put it on your plate, I should get royalties for that. TDS Doc. Wouldn't that be a great license plate? Because I am the doctor of preventing TDS. I'm declaring it now. I'm the TDS doctor. So let's talk about gerrymandering. You'd be surprised to know a lot of people don't know what that means. Now, I posted a picture. Let's see if I can find it on my X. I posted a picture today from Larry O'Connor. He's on the radio in Washington, D.C. And what a great posting that he had. So let's go to my X at Stephen Roy Radio. And, oh, here's another great one. apparently Jesse Waters said that Sydney Steele should marry I can't talk. Sydney Steele should marry Barron Trump. Isn't that great? I think that's awesome. Yeah, Sydney Steele should marry Barron Trump. Wouldn't that be awesome? Boy, their kids would be beautiful, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. So here it is. Look at this. This is what Larry posted. You won't believe it. That's his district in Maryland. That's what gerrymandering does. What Democrats for my entire life have done with gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is where they change congressional districts to get the votes they want. That is no doubt a Democrat district. So you can get the maximum Democrat vote in that precinct. That's what gerrymandering is. Changing congressional districts to get what you want. And you could look at Illinois. You could look at New York. You could look at Skankafornia. New York stands being destroyed by leftist idiots. Illinois has been destroyed by leftist idiots. Look at Let's Go Brandon. Mayor Let's Go Brandon in Chirac. Just when you thought no one could get better, no one could get worse than Mayor Beetlejuice. You thought, man, that Mayor Beetlejuice, she is the worst mayor in the history of Chicago. Can't get worse. Then Let's Go Brandon takes over and he's worse. He's worse than Mayor Beetlejuice. Then you got Skankafornia that is absolutely being destroyed by French Laundry Gabby. Gabby has destroyed the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. I grew up in the suburbs of LA in the San Gabriel Valley in Arcadia and Temple City. Had a wonderful childhood. When I played sports, we traveled all over the San Gabriel Valley, really all over Southern California. I mean, when I played football, we went as far south as the Imperial Valley College. I think it's in Blythe, right? And then we went as far north as Santa Barbara. Played at Santa Barbara College, right on the California coast. I mean, you could see the ocean from the football field. That was awesome. So, and I grew up in California where we traveled all over California. We went up the Central Valley to the most beautiful national parks on the planet. Yosemite National Park, Sequoia, Calaveras Big Trees, Kings Canyon. I can just go on and on and on, right? We used to go to San Diego every 4th of July and Labor Day. And so it just pains me to see what French Laundry Gabby and all these leftist idiots have done to Skankafornia. They sit up there in Skankramento and pass laws like it's no longer a felony to be a pedo. You think I'm kidding? As long as you molest a child that's no more younger than 10 years, or is it no more older? You're no more older than 10 years. So, okay, I can be 20 and the child I molest can be 10, and that's okay. Can't be more than 10 years older, then it's a felony. You've got to be essing me. If you rape a child, you are a pedo, and you deserve to go to the pokey and spend some quality time with your cellmate, mate Bubba. And guess what happens in the pen when they find out you're a pedo? Yeah, not good things don't happen. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer. He was a murderer, 8 people, and guess what? He did not survive incarceration. He's no longer with us. So that's what gerrymandering is, changing congressional districts. Now what's happening is in Texas is even worse. Democrat lawmakers have just decided they're not gonna just be here. It is the Texas law that if the governor calls a special session, they have to serve. In Texas, it's not a full-time job to be a state representative. Now, I can guarantee you that there's people that have made it so. They're getting so many kickbacks from politicians. I mean, I've heard of these lawmakers have fancy offices the longer they're there. They're no doubt getting kickbacks for, you know, the longer they're there. And you know what's happening in Congress and in the Senate, you know, in the House and in the Senate. These Congress critters are making bazillions, right? AOC, the leftist idiot child, goes to Congress poor, and now she's a bazillionaire. You tell me how that happens. I'll tell you how it happens. It's corruption. That's what it is. And that's why we have to stop it. These lawmakers need to be prosecuted for violating the law, because it is in the Texas state constitution that you must be there when you're called to serve, right? You don't want the job? Fine, resign. Get a real effing job. And it's the same for Congress. We should make Congress a semi-annual job, a semi-annual job. You know how much these lawmakers get paid to be in the House in Texas? So you're a representative in the House in Texas, $700 a month. That's what you deserve, right? It should be a volunteer job. It should not be your salary. You should not be making money off of the government. Someone said this morning, should congressmen have to take drug tests? Yes. I don't care if you're on welfare. I don't care if you're on the military. I don't care if you're a congress critter. If you are being paid with my money, with public money, you are subject to random drug tests. Look, I went through it when I was in the Marine Corps, right? I'm in the Marine Corps Reserve. I have to report once a month. And then guess what? I have to hang my wiener out and fill a bottle in front of another Marine, right? I have a somewhat bashful bladder. I don't want to pee with some guy looking at my wiener. But that's what happened. And I served from 1985 to 1991 in the United States Marine Corps Reserve, went through the same boot camp in MCRD San Diego. That's why I have this tattoo. This is actually a cover-up. This is an eagle, globe, and anchor. This is a tattoo I got in East LA when I was 19. This tattoo was done in 2010, and it was a cover-up. Yep, Michael Washington was the gentleman that did it. Last I heard, I think he's in San Francisco. If you're in the Bay Area, you should see him, because I'll tell you what, great tattoo artist. And the one that did this one, also great here in West Texas. I paid for this one, so, and I got a big discount on this one, so I'm not gonna promote this guy on the air. But if you want to know, hey, hit me up on the X at Stephen Roy Radio, and I'll tell you who he is. If you're in West Texas, you should go see him, because he's a great artist. All right, that's gonna do it for the Rumble for today. I know I rambled a lot, but I did talk about what I wanted to talk about for the most part. So, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble. Oh, hey, I saved it. Almost dropped my iPad. But that's okay, because I have one of those boxes that are like Otter the Steve. Otter the Steve, or Steve the Otter, one of those. So I think it would have probably survived. So I'll upload that to the Rumble website, and then you can watch it. Of course, you heard it already. If you're listening to the podcast, you already heard what I rambled about, right? All right, no more rambling. Let's play some great music. I queued this up last week and never got to it, but it's a great song. They put on my headphones. I recorded this right off of the video, so it's super good. By John Mayer. Carry Me Away on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP sucks!
Okay, you know what? Can I just start giving you pieces to put in there?
I'm such a bore, I'm such a bummer. There must be more behind the summer. I want someone to make some trouble. Been way too safe inside my bubble. Oh, take me out and keep me up all night. Let me live on the wilder side of the light. Carry me away. Carry me.
What a great song. Isn't that great? Yes, it is. It's a great song. Oh, I know. I need to play that too. I know. I will, Brad.
XP sucks.
Yeah, XP does suck. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, it does. All right. I've queued up this other John Mayer song. That's why I stopped. And I want to play it for you. John Mayer didn't queue it up. All right. That's all right. I'm close. John. There are lots of Johns. Lots of Johns. I want to play this song for you because, you know, you might be surprised to hear that I have a big mouth. I know. Crazy talk. Isn't it? Isn't that crazy talk? It really is. But I do. I do have a really big mouth. Really big mouth. And that's why it's gotten me in trouble. I talked in the whatchamahootie. I talked in the Rumble about how I used to get in trouble in school. And it's true. I did. Because of my stupid mouth.
My stupid mouth has got me in trouble. I said too much again. To a date over dinner yesterday. And I could see she was offended. She said, well, anyway, I'm just dying for a subject change. Oh, it's another social casualty. Speaking, no filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? I guess you better find one soon, yeah. We bit our lips. She looked out the window, rolling tiny balls of napkin paper. Played a quick game of chess with a salt and pepper shaker. And I could see clearly an indelible line was drawn between what was good, what just slipped out, and what went wrong. Oh, the way she feels about me has changed. Thanks for playing, try again. How could I forget? Mama said, for speaking, no filter in my head. Oh, what's a boy to do? I guess you better find one. I'm never speaking up. Up again, starting now. Starting now. One more thing, why is it my fault? So maybe I try too hard. But it's all because of this desire. I just don't wanna be liked. Just don't wanna be funny. Looks like the joke's on me. So call me Captain Backfire. I'm never speaking up. Speaking up again, I'm never speaking up again. Starting now. Starting now.
You see that mountain over there? Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna climb that mountain.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway. Cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
across the ocean. I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees in all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees in all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees in all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. Heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends. That red dirt road. Got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers learn that happiness on earth ain't just
It wasn't where I thought we'd meet. Outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street, with tears in my eyes in the driver's seat. That's just the place God came for me. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus in a parking lot. I ran from you for quite a while, but you called out in love to this wayward child. Where I thought we'd meet, outside of a dorm room on Franklin Street. It was a still small voice on a Tuesday night, like you were right there with me on the passenger side. You turned that car into a mountaintop. Oh, I met Jesus.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Way down here.
staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill, sure. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at this crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Which road I'll travel is still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears, this is RFD.
Go!
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Did I just score?
What are you waiting for, a graved invitation?
Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
The who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
in your chin. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
Hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast, and yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy. You know what the second hour is, right? Yep, it's the rant-free second hour, and we're gonna start this second hour with a song I've played before. Great video if you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. Luke Combs, "When It Rain It Pours." Great story, right? His girlfriend, fiance, whatever she is, gives him a bunch of crap because he's out partying with his friends. So she dumps him. Then all of a sudden, everything starts going right. He wins the lottery, wins a trip to Mexico or somewhere, riding stuff. The Hooters girl wants him. It's awesome.
Everybody got their Bibles?
Yes, Nathan's going to meet us at church. Come on, we got to go.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all.
Seven and one of those number nines.
Then I won $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong. We'll be right back.
started on the day that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong.
Podcast. That's a great song, isn't it? God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. There's a lot of crazy ones, is there not? Yes, there is. Well, that's going to do it for me today. I'm not going to bother you with any more babble. I want to play this song for you because I am who I am. I can't change who I am. God made me this way, right? Isn't that a song? God made me this way. Anyway, whether I spend the rest of my life here in West Texas doing what I've been doing the last 30 years or broadcasting like I've been broadcasting the last 25 years, is that my future? I don't know. It's God's will. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do. If I get a syndicated radio job tomorrow or a big city radio station and they pay me good money, I'll probably go. I'll probably go. Anyway, enough of me. Let's play some more good music for ya. I like the song by Edie Brickell because I am who I am and what I am.
Oh my God, RFD!
As an angel contemplate my fate, and do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love. Whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall, wherever it may take me, I know that life won't break me. When it comes to call, she won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak, my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above, and I know I'll always be blessed with love. And as the feeling grows, she breathes flesh to my bones. Loving angels instead. And through it,
This is RFD.
Hard.
But once you're in my arms, you'll see no one can kiss your lips the way I will, the way I will. Hey there, lonely girl, lonely girl, let me know your broken heart like new. Hey there, lonely girl, lonely girl, don't you know this love?
Just begun. I dream, once in every life, someone comes along, and you came to me. It was almost like a song. You were in my arms, right where you belong, and we were so in love. It was almost like a song. January through December, we had such a perfect year. Then the flame became a dying ember. All at once, you weren't here. Now my broken heart for you each night, and it's almost like a song, but it's much too sad to write.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you. NYC to LA, city
Santa sucks!
What's it called?
It's called Beautiful Crazy.
Check one, two, check one.
Shall we run with a song?
What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Let's give the people what they want. This is the song they want. Scott, you're gonna see me master the selfie during this.
Here we go, boys.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool, yeah, I'm such a fool for her. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me. The way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me.
Amazing.
Cool. Thanks.
That was pretty dang solid. That's all right. Around.
Difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. Made in my heart. What a change you have made in my heart. You replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. Love to me was just a word in a song. True meaning.
a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made.
To be footloose and fancy free. But
like a thousand times before. I'd take what I wanted, just walk away, but I never made it to the door. Now, babe, I'm not begging for mercy. Go ahead and throw the book at me. If love is as a man can be, baby, you left me defenseless. I've only got one plea: lock me away inside of your love, throw away the key. I'm guilty of love in the first degree.
these days. Yeah, they say.
Vista sucks.
I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel to kiss me, I keep coming up empty.